In today's Mishnah, we're on the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 4th Perek of Masechet Gittin. We continue discussing about an Eved Knani. So this is a non-Jewish Eved, a servant. So Mishnah says, HaMocher Abdo LaGoy LeChutz Aretz Yitzah Ben Chorin. If someone sells an Eved to a Goy, or he sells it to the new owner in Chutz La'aretz, then that Eved goes free. So either if it ran away from the owner, or as Bartner explains, Beit Din make a Knas that he has to purchase back or repurchase this Eved and then set him free. Actually give him a shtar shichru to say you are indeed free. Now why is that? That is because an Eved Knani is chayev in mitzvot much like an isha. Not for the same reasons, but they're both chayev on non-time bound mitzvot. So these are mitzvot asher shelo hazman and garma. So when you sell an Eved to a goy, well then you're putting him in a situation where he's not able to do mitzvot. Also, interestingly, once the Eved is free, this Eved Knani, it becomes effectively like a Jew to be chayv in all mitzvot. So that's why the Chachamim made a knas by selling to a goy, that they have to redeem him and that they set this Eved free. And similarly as well, by selling this Eved to someone outside Eretz Yisrael, a similar knas applied, that you have to bring him back and then set him free as a form of a knas, because once again, you're chayv in all mitzvot within Eretz Yisrael. And for all the other reasons, Eretz Yisrael is better than Chutz La'aretz. Let's continue. Ein podin et hashvuin yotel akdei d'meihen mipnei tikkun olam. So we're learning further takanot l'chachamim mein mipnei tikkun olam due to the negative consequences of the alternative. This case is, one does not do pidyon shvuin, does not redeem individuals that are captured, much more than their value. So for very high ransoms. And why is that? That's mipnei tikkun olam, because if one starts doing that, those people that are engaging in such criminal activities understand now there's a market for it and will just encourage them to continue and capture more people. And it says, V'ein mavrichin et hashvuin. There's a machloket here that Mishnah says that we don't try and do elaborate rescue missions, mipnei tikkun olam, because if someone's captured and we free them, then the next individuals that are captured, they're going to be far more cruel to them. So it serves the greater interest if we don't do these his daring missions. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says, no, it's mipnei takanat hashvuin. In other words, Chachamim restricted the activities of these rescue missions. It was only when considering those other people that are in captivity along with this person that was captured that you're saving. In other words, if you rescue this one individual and other people are still captured amongst these kidnappers, then the concern is that they will be cruel to those people that are still under their control. However, we understand from here that if there's only one person that has been captured by this group of these criminals, then you would be able to. We don't care about what's going to happen in the future. That seems to be the machloket. It says, the next case as well, mipnei tikkun olam, is we do not purchase sifrei Torah, tefillin, mezuzot from goyim for inflated price. Because if we start doing that, that will encourage more Sifrei Torah and Tefillin Muzza to be stolen, because now they realize there's a market and this profitable endeavor. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. It says, Hamotzi et ishto mishum shemra. Someone divorces their wife because there's rumors that have been spread that she was unfaithful. Then we say, lo yachzir, he cannot remarry her. And that is, even if it's discovered later on that all those rumors were false, he cannot remarry her. Now, why is that? The concern is that if you divorced her based on these rumors, and then she marries somebody else, and she has children from the second marriage. And then it's only then he discovers these rumors were false. He'll say, oh, had I known that these rumors are false, I would never really have divorced her. And therefore, it's almost like he's trying to say, retroactively, this divorce he gave her was under false assumptions and null and void. And therefore, she's really still married to him. And the children she had from this second relationship are really mamzerim. So therefore, Chachamim said that under these circumstances, if a man divorces his wife, they say, look, this is absolutely final. You'll never be able to remarry her again, so that he won't have this claim in the future that had he known that the rumors were false, then he would never have divorced her. And Mishnah continues similarly. It says, Mishum Neder. If he divorced his wife because she was making all these nadarim, and he says, look, I can't have a woman make all these nadarim, then Lo Yachzir, similarly for the same reason. That had I known that I could have matired the Nadarim, yes, I would never have divorced her. Again, it's based on a similar concern that she might have got remarried, and then he'll later on come and say the divorce shouldn't have been considered true, because had I known I would have been able to annul these Nadarim, then I would never have divorced her, and she should risk to be married to me. Again, the children from the second relationship were considered mamzerim. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the reason why. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol neder shehadu bo rabim lo yachzir, v'shelo yadu barim yachzir. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda said the reason for this takana has got nothing to do with that the husband may say in the future, had I known. We get rid of that. The concern is that Rabbi Yehuda says is that the basis of this gzeira is more of a social concern, that they don't want women to be nadraniot, says make all these nadarim, or to be putzah ba'ariot, to have these type of relationships and involved in pritzot. So therefore, it depends on the nature of, if you like, the violation. So he says, if it's a neder shiyadubo rabim, if it's one of these nadarim that everyone knows about, so therefore it's considered a greater negative thing she's done, then lo yachzir. However, ishaloi b'daram, if it's just a small neder no one knows about, then that wouldn't be considered so bad, so you can yachzir. And that's similar with the cases of pritzot as well. So Rabbi Meir says, no, kol neder shetri chakirat chacham, lo yachzir. Sheinu tri chakirat chacham, yachzir. So Rabbi Meir says, well, again, when it comes to nadarim, it depends. If it's a neder that requires a chakirat chacham, if you remember, there's only a certain nadarim that the husband can actually mefer of his wife. Other ones, back from nadarim, she would actually need a chacham to undo. It's those ones that Rabbi Meir says we're concerned about. That he might say, had I known I could have taken to a chacham, then I would never divorce her. But the ones that he is in his capacity to mefer, then no, yachzir, he can bring her back, because since it was in the capacity of Mefer, then Daram, he didn't take advantage of it, then we know he's not going to make that claim later. However, Rabbi Elazar now comes along and says, you've got the wrong way around. Lo asrozel mipnezer. Meaning the real concern is those that he had the capacity to undo himself, that he might in the future say, I didn't realize I had the capacity to do it myself, I've never made the neder. The other ones that would require a chacham, where it's not really in of himself a concern that he'll make that claim, because it might just be that he'd prefer to divorce her than have his dirty laundry washed in public. In other words, to bring her to Beit Din and have a whole fanfare about her undoing it. But the only reason why, according to Rebbe Elazar, they included even those in Nadarim as well is because of the root concern of the Nadarim that the husband could undo himself. So, in other words, that was the starting point. The nadarim the husband could have mefered. Again, the concern is to say, had I known, I could have undone them, I wouldn't have never divorced her. And they expand the gzera to cover all nadarim she made. So up until now, we've seen lots of different opinions regarding nadarim that she made. And this point was, what about nadarim that he makes? For example, he says, all the fruit in the world will be answered to me unless I divorce you. That's what he's saying. And then he divorces her. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. He says, in that case, it's different. Masa betzayadan be'echad. This is a place where Chad Shamar Lishtoi said to his wife, Konam im eini megarshich, that I'm making a neder that everything will be answered to me if I don't divorce you. Vigersha, divorced her. And then Vitirlo Chachami Mechzir, and then presumably things cool down. Chachami said you can actually get remarried again. Why? Because all the other circumstances we said were made in Ibnei Tikkun Olam. For all the reasons we've said, for example, the husband might later say, had I known, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of the various practices. That was the basis of saying that's why they can never get married. But when he makes the neder to divorce her, well, Mibnei Tikkun Olam doesn't really apply in those circumstances. That's why they said, well, in that case, they can get remarried. Those are the Mishnah today.